maximum winds hit about 56 miles per hour, and that's before the power outages went out. So it may have been gustier than that, but unfortunately, with the power outage, we're unable to record winds anything stronger. And then as we head into this coming week, it's going to be an active one really throughout most of the week until Friday. We have a system that's moving onshore this afternoon into tonight into early Tuesday, and that's going to bring a healthy round of precipitation, rainfall approaching around an inch at least tonight into Tuesday. And then heading into Tuesday night and Wednesday, we'll see a brief break, but then another strong system moves ashore on Thursday, bringing with it more rain and possibly some more stronger winds as well.